NWFL footy with Kim Miles. Good morning, Kim.
Yeah, good morning, Darren.
How are you going?
Excellent, thank you.
All right, so most players had the weekend off with the bye round last week, but we did have the women's rep games like the Tri Series, and the NWFL girls came out on top, 2 from 2.
They did, accounting for both the Southern Football League and the Northern Tasmanian Football Association. And every team member played their part, and they were well led by co-captains Lauren Stevenson and Emma Humphreys, with a team coached by former Wynyard NWFL Women's Premiership coach Richard Douglas. Several players really stood out over the course of the long weekend, including Abby Hoiberg-Cox, Libby Haynes, Megan Gaffney, Nikki Ellis and Emma Humphreys herself. The team will undoubtedly look forward to receiving the series winner's trophy at the conclusion of the SFL versus NTFA clash on Sunday in Hobart, where the player of the series will also be named. So hopefully there'll be someone from the NWFL who will pick up that award.
Very good.
But all in all, a wonderful effort by the women who now hold the undisputed title as the state's women's football powerhouse.
Good on them. And that follows up with the men winning a couple of weeks ago. Terrific. So obviously Coastal footy's going pretty well. So we'll stay with the women now and talk about the weekend's games. We've actually got a game tonight, Devonport and Ulverston.
Yeah, the Devonport Magpies host the undefeated ladder leaders Ulverston in their match commencing at 7 p.m. And look, this match will attract a large crowd, Darren, given the result of the women's representative series. But I'm leaning towards Ulverston to get the job done in that one.
All right, seven o'clock.
The other game to be held at Wynyard tomorrow, commencing at 12:50 p.m. So curtain raises for the seniors. Wynyard sitting in fourth position should be too strong for the Latrobe Demons, who are fifth place at the moment. Again, a large crowd is expected to attend, with a $250 travel voucher to be awarded to Best on Ground.
Oh.
And that's a nice incentive from Kathy Granger, manager of the Bernie Smithton Travel Centre there, Darren.
Awesome. All right, so and a 12:50 start for that game tomorrow at Wynyard. So girls get a sleep in. Hey, happy days.
Usual time of 9 a.m.
Yeah. All right, so that's that game, Wynyard and Latrobe, tomorrow, 12:50 at Wynyard. But tonight at Devonport against Ulverston at 7. All right, let's go to the men. So we've got two games coming up tomorrow, seniors at 2:20. So Bernie Dockers hosting Penguin at West Park tomorrow.
Yes, look, after a fortnight off, reigning premiers Bernie have had a chance to regroup, recall three of his premiership players. Into the Dockers lineup comes star midfielder Bailey Bogue, who has recovered from a medial ligament injury to his knee. That was sustained back in round 5, Darren. Also returning, a former Bulldog medal winner, Dylan Smith, and tall follower Tyrone Morrison, who have both recovered from injury. Out of the Dockers lineup go Alex Winwood, Lachlan Crawford, Clinton Stretton, youngster Seth Campbell, who has been recalled by the Tassie Devils, and veteran Cade Munday, who was a last-minute inclusion against Wynyard. Penguin have opted for an unchanged lineup, despite a mauling in their last match as the two Blues look to upseat Burnie for a second time this season. But given the quality of their ins, it is hard to see Penguin toppling Burnie at West Park, who sorely missed their injured skipper, Jack Templeton. So Dockers for me in this one.
Right, and the other game tomorrow, seniors at 2:20, Cats and the Demons up at Wynyard.
Yes, after their big defeat at the hands of Devonport in their last outing, Wynyard have elevated former soccer player Brody Best for his senior debut, after kicking 13 goals in his last three reserves matches.
Hmm.
Also returning for the Cats, the youngster Jake Dixon and coach Bo Sharman, who have both recovered from injuries. Small forward James Allen, along with Reece Laycock, head back to the reserves, while Ren Smith will miss with a broken wrist. Latrobe will welcome back regular senior players in defender Rory Gurr, Jaden Last, Wade Jones and Tristan Wicks, but they do lose vice-captain Joe Robertson and forward Josh Newson, while Dylan Moore and Sam Hill have been demoted. Wynyard will regroup for this match at home and should be too experienced for the young Demons, who may struggle to contain Cats forwards Sharon Egger, Stuart Turner, Connor Barling, Callum Kabicki and Zach Marshall. So Cats for me in that one, Darren.
Right, and so that means Devonport Ulvi get the weekend off.
They certainly do.
Rest up. Good work. Right, so that's NWFL this weekend. And let's have a look at AFL tonight. Cats and the Bulldogs, cracking game in front of about 6,000 people, I believe, maybe 7 at Geelong. Hard to tip against the Cats, mate.
I would say so. Third place Geelong have made just the one change in readiness for the showdown with the Western Bulldogs. And they've recalled best and fairest winner Cam Guthrie. The Bulldogs, sitting nicely in second place on the AFL ladder, have opted for an unchanged lineup, but their defenders face a formidable task tonight as they endeavour to contain Tom Hawkins, Jeremy Cameron, Gary Rowan and Patrick Dangerfield in the Cats' front half. So I'm selecting Geelong to win their sixth game straight in the Friday night blockbuster at the Cattery.
And you'd be selecting the Lions to take care of the Kangaroos tomorrow at Blunston, I would assume.
I certainly will.
And Essendon Hawks Sunday at UTAS. A lot of people will be going to this. It's already sold out. Are you going, by the way?
No, I won't be at that game. But look, it's fantastic, really. As someone pointed out earlier, Essendon playing their first game at Launceston. They played previously many years ago at Hobart. But,
30 years, yeah?
Yeah, so it's fantastic, actually.
All right. I'm tipping the Hawks in an upset, I reckon. I guess
I'm going for Essendon.
All right. Listen, great to catch up. It's been a couple of weeks. Well done, and we'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Darren.
And by the way, weather tomorrow, excellent for footy.
So, right. That's good news.
Yeah, fine and sunny.